Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Oh, and guess what? Now I'm on Instagram, so you can follow Saturdays with Joy Keys on Instagram. See a lot of cool photos of upcoming guests and past guests. That's on Instagram. I just want to say thank you so much to all the fans, close to 800,000 downloads of the show. Wow, really blows me away. I just want to say thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying them, and I hope you share them with friends and family. Well, today I'm blessed with people from across the globe in South Africa. Singer Notende, she'll be on the show. I'm going to try to reach out to her again. She's recorded number one hit singles and even been nominated for SAMA and Metro FM Awards. And also, I have singer Mina Keti on the line. Good morning, good evening for you.
Oh, no, it's a beautiful afternoon, and we're chilling in the park out in South Africa today.
So your team just won.
Hello.
Your team just won, you said. Your football team just won against. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh yes, it's South Africa and their soccer, right? So our South African team has been in need of a win following a loss that we had with Nigeria on Wednesday. So today we had the Mandela Cup, and the boys won against Burkina Faso. So the nation is quite excited, and we are all in high spirits, and the weather is great, even though we've had one of the warmest winters. So, you know, it's a nice afternoon. I'm chilling. We just had a picnic. We are all in good spirits, for sure. As Natenda puts it, it's a brand new day.
It's a brand new day, because you told me they had lost to Nigeria the other day, so that was a little scary.
Yeah, I know. That was quite a knock. That was an unnecessary knock, but we feel better now.
Well, I'm going to try to reach out to her again, and I'm going to let the listeners. That was just Brand New Day I played by Notende, and now we're going to play Dance to This.
You know you want to get up on your feet and dance your body.
The singer, the great singer here.
Fabulous.
Hi, Joy.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Also, I have Ketchy on the line with me.
Hey, Miss Thing.
Hey, ladies. How you doing? You've been good catching you. I have to catch you now via the U.S. Can you imagine? We're probably pizza apart.
I'm good.
Beautiful.
How are you doing?
Hey, man. Yes.
No, I just want to say, these two ladies are some awesome powerhouse talents. If you're in the U.S., you definitely want to check them out. check out Notende's website. Her name is spelled Notende.com. Also, Kethi has a website. Her website is Kethi, Kethi.com. Check them both out. Some really great music from them. But today we're focusing on Notende, and you have an awesome song, Brand New Day, we played earlier. It's a brand new day for you. You are on an upswing with your career. You were just, going up. It's like there's no stopping you right now.
There's only one way. There's only one way to move, you know. And I think as much as it may seem, you know, like a big deal right now, but it's obviously something that takes time. So it's been a slow, gradual rise, you know, for a good 10 years.
10 years. So when you were growing up, who did you look up to as a singer? Who were your idols for you?
I grew up listening to Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Hugh Masekela, the olden jazz musicians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my very first influence when it comes to music. You know, everything after that is after that, but that's my very first influence when it comes to music.
And
who
was
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah,
Kethi,
you want to ask her something?
Well, yeah, I'm feeling a bit left out. Who were the female influences, you know, who in growing up?
Female, it was Ella Fitzgerald. It was Miriam Makeba. It was Leta Mbulu. Still within that era of
mm-hmm.
music.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to my grandfather, you know. I suppose when you're young, you don't have a choice about what you listen to. You kind of listen to whatever's playing at home. So that's what was playing at home, and I'm glad that's what happened.
So you have a range. You have a lot of dance. You have some dance tracks on this album, Rebirth. Mm-hmm. You have some slow. You have some, like, R&B. But also I know you can sing a little jazziness. Could you maybe sing a little something for us today?
On the spot.
On the spot? Can I put you on the spot? It's okay. You're not comfortable. It's okay.
It's fine. I'll sing.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'll sing, since we're talking about Frank Sinatra, since he took me there, I'll sing a Frank Sinatra song.
Okay. Yay!
Fly me to the moon. Let me say, I forgot the lyrics. Oh!
The stars.
Oh, no. If I was on Idols, I'd be going home right now.
I have a quick request. I have a quick request. Could you do us a verse from Celebrate?
Oh,
a Celebrate. I don't know. Yeah, into the chorus. Come on. First into the chorus.
Like you're letting go, so let it go and just forget it. Forget about your worries, because tonight we're celebrating. Let's take our time and get it right. Let's celebrate all the good times. All the good times.
All the good.
Awesome. So now I have to say you're very beautiful. And how are you handling the men? Because I'm sure they are approaching you with your, sexiness. You know what I mean?
Do you know what the thing is? I have so many male friends that most men don't even approach me because they think I'm dating one of them, or they feel intimidated by, you know, my friend's presence. So most of the time, I'm just one of the guys.
La la la.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, Joy. I don't know.
Okay, let me see. I think I have a caller here. Let me see. Somebody has a question. Hi, good morning.
Please.
You have a question? You just listening? You're calling from 215?
Oh, yes.
That's
hi, this is Carrie Connor Matchett. How are you?
Oh, okay. You're calling in early for the next show?
I am.
Okay, well, stay tuned. We'll be starting that shortly, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay. So now, I was talking to Ketty about Nelson Mandela, and we in America, we kind of don't have the whole story. Can you give us some kind of update about, do you know what's going on with him and his health, and is he still in the hospital, or...
Look, as far as the country knows, Mandela's in hospital in a critical but stable condition. You know, that's all the news they actually give us, you know. Obviously, there's news about the family and, you know, them trying to settle whatever issues they're trying to settle. But with regards to Mandela himself, all we know is that he's in hospital in a critical but stable condition, you know. So at this point, no one really knows what to make of anything. We just kind of believe whatever we're told.
Oh, wow. So,
that's critical but stable.
I know.
That's
it's been a long time of critical but stableness. But, okay.
Ketty, you wanted to ask her about her trip to Ghana?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing, I mean, you and I, in terms of our home addresses, we literally live up the road, down the road from each other. But I don't see you, and thank goodness for Twitter. You know, that's how I kind of keep track most of the time. And I spotted that you'd gone to, you've befriended West Africa. Me, I'm the East African wing. I see you've dipped your toes right into the West African wing. Please tell us what's been going on. Up there.
Oh, I love Ghana. I went to Ghana late last year for the very first time, and I've been to Kenya. I haven't been to Nigeria yet, but I absolutely love the energy of Ghana. There's something about that country that is just very authentic, very, very raw, and it's amazing. It's a beautiful, beautiful energy. The people, they seem to know, you know, their own state of mind. They seem to know. I was there for the African Leadership Network Conference, obviously, which happens every year in different countries in the continent. And Leadership Network Conference.
Leadership Network Conference. Okay.
Yes, it's a conference that happens literally every year. We have a whole bunch of, you know, artists and politicians and businessmen and women from Africa and some parts of the world that come together, and I think it's just a meeting to try and see how they can improve and you know, make Africa a better place for everyone. So, it's a celebration. It's a celebration of Africa in as well. You know, so I was there to perform, and it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. Beautiful.
So
I love
it.
I'm a fan.
You performed with some wonderful artists. You performed with Lyra, who I've had on the show before.
Yeah.
And you've opened for Tamia, Kanye West, NDRE. Were you nervous working with any of these stars? You know, did you have a positive experience? What happened?
I love performing, you know, so anytime I get to perform is it's a beautiful experience for me, especially if it happens with artists that have been so far away, yet I've adored from whatever distance, you know, they've been from me. So when they come really close and I'm there to perform alongside them, it's always a mind-blowing experience. I haven't had a negative experience so far. But I think the most nerve-wracking is my recent experience, because this one is a bit more real, in the sense that I'm not just performing, but I'm now actually physically working with Mr. Frank McComb. So it's a little nerve-wracking, but it's exciting. It's a brand new experience for me.
Right,
but I'm really, really blessed and honored just to be able to do that, you know.
Let me play some of your music. This is Bandalela, okay?
Okay.
that's a really smooth, I feel like I should be on the beach with my wine and my book and with my nice men, and we're doing a little kind of salsa or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All good things.
All good things, right? Oh, my God. So now, tell us, what does that mean, Bambalele? Like, what's the meaning of that?
Bambalele is a Zulu word, and it means hold on. So basically the song is about holding on to your dreams, holding on to whatever it is you believe in. When I wrote it, I really wrote it for myself, because there wasn't that voice telling me, there was no one in my life telling me to hold on, you know, to whatever it is I wanted to do, whatever it is I believed in. So I kind of had to find that voice somewhere within, and that song was like my little personal therapy.
So, Kessy, what about you? What keeps you holding on in this business? Because you also have been, you know, working hard. What keeps you focused and holding on? Kessy, you still there?
Okay. Yes, I'm right here. Natanya, what do we do? It does get tricky. We are answering to a call that is you know that you are in the foreground or in the front lines of breaking through and creating a new type of industry we're coming in from sound to what is commercially viable or commonly understood in South Africa. You know, in South Africa, it's either you're doing jazz or you're doing house music or you're doing the pop. You know, so now when Natanya comes through and she is strong on R&B neo soul, is ready to kind of stand on stage with the international spaces. I'm coming in and I'm young, but I'm doing jazz and I'm doing world music and I'm doing neo soul. It's we're breaking ground, and that's a challenge because. Then you're still trying to live and pay rent and have your parents sleep better at night thinking that, you know, you're going to have a good future. But you're investing in something that hasn't been very brand new. And when the valve that allows you to make a big success of it. Yeah, no, you know, it is. But the music for me always saves my life, you know. When you soak yourself in the music, then you understand what's the purpose of what you're doing, and you're reminded of that. And it's revived. So it's great to experience young artists coming up doing amazing things that are being accepted. That for me works to encourage what I'm doing, and the refocuses me.
Definitely. Natanya, you are a vegan, I read somewhere.
Yes, I am. Very proudly.
Natanya and your food. Oh, you lady.
I love my food, though. I've always loved food, and now I love it even more because I eat without any guilt.
So what do you eat? What do you eat as a vegan? I mean, do you feel limited, or do you feel like you have more stuff to eat? What do you eat for breakfast?
For breakfast, I have a lot of fruit. Look, I make my own juices. I eat some polenta. I make a polenta porridge. Mm-hmm. I eat, you know, I'm also gluten intolerant, so I eat gluten-free food. But, I mean, I bake bread. I make crackers. I have some crackers with some vegan cheese or, like, mock cheese, as they call it. I mean, there's loads to eat. And I'm a lover of fruit. I'm totally addicted to fruit. So
that
as long as I have that, I'm sorted.
Wow. So
it's working for her, I must say. Quickly. It's definitely working for her. I mean, you know, you asked the earlier question. You were like, how are you handling the traffic? If you know, she's looking radiant. She's avoided all the drama, and she's keeping it nice and clean, and we see the results of it.
Yes, definitely. So do you have a favorite, like, designer? Who designs the dresses and things that you wear? Or do you just go to the store? How do you deal with your costuming and things?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't have a specific designer I go to. Sometimes I make my own clothes. The dress that you see in my album pictures, the white dress, I make that myself. You know,
okay.
Sometimes I just, if I find something in a random store, I take it, I like it, I wear it, you know. I really just go with the flow. I don't have a specific person that I go to all the time.
Okay. Well, you guys have been great today. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Kathy, you want to ask her anything else today?
Well, no, the question is, Nakanda, you are in but now? You're back home?
Yes,
are you back home? Are you in Joburg? When's the next gig?
Yes, I'm in Joburg. The next gig will be on the, is it the 24th?
On the Saturday.
The 24th, but yes, on the Saturday. But I will be starting a tour. There's a new talent show that will be coming up, and I will be a judge, and I'll be performing. So we're going to start going around the country from the end of this month, just checking out what South Africa has to give. So people should just listen up. Just keep listening out and following me on Twitter and Facebook. I'll definitely be letting them know what's going on. But it starts in September. So. Yeah.
Okay, so in September. So that's good. So follow her on Twitter, Notende on Twitter. Also check out her website, notende.com. Also check out Keti's website, keti.com. And she's on Twitter, Mina Keti on Twitter. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And also I'm on Instagram now. Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys on Instagram. I'm all over the place.
Yay.
But Notende and Keti, thank you so, so much, ladies, for talking with me today from across the globe in South Africa.
Thank you, Joy.
You guys have been great.
Thank you so much. It's
have
been a great
one.
Pleasure.
Have a good day.
It's been a great pleasure.
Okay, you guys both have a great day, okay?
Okay, take care.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Everybody, I just got two wonderful singers from South Africa, Notende and T. You can check them out. They're all their songs on iTunes, Amazon. I'll be giving away an iTunes version of Notende's album, Rebirth, so you want to follow me at Joy Keys and become a fan on Facebook. Coming up, I'll be speaking with Anita T. Connor from Praise is the Cure. She's a 15-year breast cancer survivor, so you want to stay tuned for that. The call-in number is 646-929-0368. Well, I want to leave you with Remember Love. This is by Notende.
We'll find that we are free.